I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, we got the legend with us, John McClain. Little think tank slash leg hiking combo. He hikes his leg on our takes. He hikes his leg on the loopholes. Dump that last 5 seconds. There we go. John McClain with us. John, I'm going to start it off right off the top. J.J. Watt will have at least 15 sacks in 2020.
I'll say yes. He's healthy. Feels good. If he stays healthy, I believe so. 2 years, he had 16 when he was healthy. So why not?
There we go.
All right. If Phillip Rivers matches his 2018 season, this division race is over. Colts win.
Over Colts win, no, absolutely not. Hike it. Okay. The Titans and Texans are good too, but if Rivers could play that, it makes them a division contender if he can play that way.
Jonnu Smith of the Tennessee Titans will be a top five tight end when it comes to production in 2020.
I'm going to agree because he was great against the Texans. He'll have Ryan Tannehill playing with him every game, barring injury, and that guy can catch, and they have an opening for him. And I would say, yes, when it comes to receiving, he's going to explode.
Here's my next one, and it ties in with the question that I had for you, but here's the leg hiking first. Kahale Waring will not be on the 53-man roster this year.
Boy, he could be on the practice squad. So can Jordan Thomas. Any veteran can be on the practice squad this year. He's going to be behind. So, yeah, I'll say he's not going to be on the 53. He'll start off on the practice squad. So I agree.
Well, and I wanted to play that. You were there, but I wanted to play it for the sake of our listeners and to get your reaction. What tight ends coach Will Lawing said about Kahale Waring, and then what he said about Jordan Thomas.
So, like I said, anytime you're going from year one to year two, you'd like to see a jump. It's always a gradual thing. Kahale's worked his tail off. He's put in a lot of time in the classroom. He does a nice job, you know, learning from his mistakes as things go on. I got big expectations for him, as I do for all the other ones, as well, all the other guys as well. But I would like to see a jump from him. You know, we didn't get to see a lot from him last year. So expecting some progress. He's clearly worked very hard this offseason. He's in really good shape. He's put the time in, not only physically, but from a football intelligence standpoint, and really upped his game there. I'm excited about where things are headed for him, and we'll see how camp goes.
So, John, the difference between what he said about Kahale Waring and Jordan Thomas is big. He's not exactly singing the praises of Waring.
Well, he shouldn't, because the guy hadn't been on the field since Green Bay before preseason began last year. And Waring is in great shape. Jordan Thomas was not in great shape. Got Bill O'Brien's doghouse. Then he got hurt. He came out. He had one catch for 8 yards. In the playoffs, he had one catch for 7 yards. And he also has, this is his third year. He should be way ahead. And Waring should be way behind those other guys.
5415 on the text line. Shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are a loophole. We'll get to the phones in just a sec. Brandon Cooks and Will Fuller will both have 1,000-yard seasons.
Well, I'll say no, because they would both have to stay healthy, and the odds are one of them, especially Fuller, is not going to stay healthy for an entire season. So if you'd ask one, I'd say yes, two, no.
The last thing Lance McCullers Jr. should be doing is criticizing technological advantages another team might have.
Absolutely. Complaining about that roof opening, that was bad.
He said it was ass. It's not bad, it was ass, according to him.
That was not good for Lance McCullers any more than his performance when he got shelled. There's a great stat, I think Jason Braddock had this last night, about minus his first three and looking at the innings after that. It's amazing how he's gotten shelled after the first three innings. And that just sounds to me like he's wearing out, or his breaking ball is not breaking like it always does.
Yeah.
But there's something there that there is a huge discrepancy, and it ain't the roof.
Numbers are hot.
It takes a little while to get that breaking ball going usually, and these guys just aren't as stretched out as you're used to them being. John McClain with us, think tank slash leg hiking combo. Let's go to the loopholes. All right, you're on with John McClain. Go ahead, shoot your shot.
Randall Cobb will be leading the team in touchdowns this year.
He had three last year, so I'll say no, hike it. He's got a lot of competition for those touchdowns, including the running backs, including Darren Fells. And so, no, I'll say not Randall Cobb.
Golden Retrievers are the best dogs.
Absolutely, positively. I had two of them. They were truly a man's best friend. My vet said, if people were Golden Retrievers, we'd never have a war.
Thank you. Thank you.
American Labrador, baby. American Labrador. All right. Duke Johnson will rush for no more than 500 yards.
Absolutely. He had 410 last year rushing and receiving. He's got David Johnson to share time with. Plus, they ran the ball last year fewer times than since Bill O'Brien's been the head coach, because the emphasis is more on Watson, and it'll be even more on Watson and throwing the ball this year.
All right, let's go back to the loopholes. You're on In the Loop with John McClain. Shoot your shot.
Jose Altuve is completely psyched out by the whole cheating thing.
Oh, you know, it's funny watching him, how bad he is. I've seen him get off to bad starts before. He swings at so many bad pitches, but he's too good of a player to not bounce back. So I don't think he's psyched out. I think he's just off to a slow start now, too. They will rebound.
It's on the table that some of these guys have been pressing, especially early in the season. I mentioned it. They might be pressing a little bit because they want to prove, boy, we can hit the ball no matter what. I thought, you know, Correa swang at a pitch, and he's had a good start, but he swang at a pitch foot outside of the zone on Saturday night. Obviously, Altuve has had some struggles. They could be pressing a little bit. I don't know how much you would value what you would put in that, though.
Well, it could be. Springer and Altuve and Bregman, the top three, they were in the ones last week.
Right.
The only two guys who have consistently been good, Brantley, who's out, and Correa. I looked on there last night. They had four guys hitting in the ones, and they had only one, Correa, batting better than .268. Mm. So they are even. It's amazing how many runs they're scoring despite having those stars. Now, maybe Springer's bounced that back because he's swinging a bat a whole lot better.
11 RBIs in five games.
And last night, getting homers from Toro, who hadn't done squat, and Tucker, that is a big boost. And I love what these young pitchers are doing. But, man, you know, the veterans need to step it up.
They do. They do. Big game tonight. Rubber game against the Rays. And then you got that series against the A's. All right, you're on with John McClain. Shoot your shot.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson will acknowledge that he is not, nor will he ever be, as good as Kyler Murray.
Hey, Figgy, hike it. You need to get the hiking going.
That's right. Hike it, Figgy.
That's a super hike right there. Yeah. My goodness. You know that was Ocho. Ocho likes him some high school football.
He likes Texas high school
football. He's all about the Kyler Murray. All right. Think tank slash leg hiking combo. You're on with John McClain. Shoot your shot.
Get woke, go broke is playing into the abysmal ratings of the MLB and the NBA this year.
The MLB has had the highest ratings. It's higher ratings than it has ever had for the Houston Astros. Anyway.
And they got off to a great start with that, too. So, I think people, as we get closer. Once, you know, the NBA, I love watching the NBA. You know, I'm ready. Move on. You know, the NHL's in the playoffs. They have 2 out of 3 play-in series for their 4 out of 7. It's exciting. I'm ready for football. I hope college football plays. You know, it's an unprecedented time, and that means we should be more interested. So I think at the end, ratings are going to be super in all those sports.
Yeah.
You're on with John McClain, Think Tank, Leg Hiking Combo. Shoot your shot.
All right. With the 2 receiving running backs and the plethora of receivers and tight ends, the Texans would now be a pass-first offense rather than a run-first offense.
They were pass-first last year by far. They'll be pass-first even more than they were last year when they ran fewer times than any time since Bill O'Brien became the head coach.
Nobu says Bill O'Brien is a better GM than coach.
Well, Bill O'Brien, the coach, has won 4 division titles in 5 years, and Bill O'Brien, the GM, he was the GM without the title last year. I think we need to see his GM work over more years before he can make that judgment. So I'll say hike it.
Another texter, 3869, says Duke Ejiofor will also not be on the 53-man roster.
That's a good chance because he missed last season with the injury. He missed the offseason program. There's a lot of competition at the outside linebacker. The backups are John Gernard, the 3rd-round pick, and Jacob Martin going into his 2nd season. And so those guys are ahead of him. He's going to have to be a demon on special teams to make that 53. They also can put him on the practice squad, so I'm going to say he's ticketed for the practice squad to start the season.
Think Tank, Leg Hiking Combo with John McClain. You're on with the General. Shoot your shot.
I have a question for the movie savant, John McClain.
Go ahead.
Citizen Kane's greatest movie in the history of cinema.
Hike it. There's a lot of people that think that. I've watched it several times trying to see. I think the fact Orson Welles was so young when he did it, a lot of people think that way, and there's a lot of really good film historians that believe that way, but I've seen it and I don't think it is.
John, I'll put you on the spot here because this is an unfair question and I admit it up front. If you asked me the greatest movie of all time, I would have like 15, 20 different movies pop into my mind. But if you just had to pick one right now at 12:46 on Thursday,
oh gosh,
what would the greatest movie of all time be in your opinion?
Air Bud.
The Godfather.
There you go.
Doesn't travel well with time,
oh,
though.
Oh, shut up.
Goodfellas is better.
So you clearly don't agree.
Hike it
on Landry.
Hike it high, baby. Come on.
So some people say Godfather 2 was better than Godfather. Obviously, you're not.
I believe it was just as good. They're both masterpieces.
Okay.
All right. Think Tank, Leg Hiking Combo. Shoot your shot.
John the General. What's up, old school? Hey, we know you've been with your wife for a long time,
oh, no.
But the guys were talking earlier about Pogs. Did you just only date Pogs, or did you get like Travis Kelce and get invited to the barbecue?
I don't know if that's making any sense.
I think he knows what he's talking about.
I don't think that's
Pogs are fat-ass white girls. Were you into Pogs, is what Pavetex was asking.
Hike it on that question.
Yeah, exactly.
Hike it out.
What the hell is wrong with Pavetex?
Exactly.
I have a little respect. My gosh.
I'll tell y'all an interesting story. Keyshawn Johnson was a rookie in 1996, top pick. But when he was at the combine, we interviewed him, and the New York Giants always gave a 500-question test. And so he talked about how much time it took, and somebody said, what was the most interesting question? He goes, do you like tall women? And we said, well, what'd you say? He said, I crossed out the T and put yes.
Hey,
so that's the way I feel.
This is your theme song. This is yours and Keyshawn Johnson's. This would be your walk-up song. If John McClain were a player for the Astros, this would be his walk-up song, to the plate. I ain't got no type.
I ain't got no type.
That's your walk-up
My
song.
My walk-up song would be George Thorogood's Bad to the Bone.
Bad to the Bone. Ner.
That was Randy Galloway's theme song with his radio show.
We've got a texter that has a think tank slash leg hiking that I want to know the answer to. The Longest Yard was John McClane's best acting job.
No, it was Spring Breakers.
It was a lot of fun making The Longest Yard remake. I had a blast from the time I got arrived in L.A. and was picked up in a limo to the time they took me back. But I thought the movie Cook County, which I played Uncle J.D. and I was not a crystal meth addiction, that's the one that I had the most lines. But the one was Spring Breakers, yes, in which I was a judge,
yes,
and had to send four girls back to jail while James Franco was checking them out and going to bail them out. That would be the number one.
Yes, Cook County, you did a good job. I saw that at the River Oaks Theater, and
that was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, you were sitting. It was sold out. You were sitting at that kitchen table doing some big time acting. That was a good job.
Did you get to meet Gucci Mane? Did you get to meet Gucci Mane at Spring Breakers?
No, I didn't.
Damn, man.
He didn't get to meet me either.
Damn. Y'all both lose. All right, you're on with John McClane. Shoot your shot.
John, Pour Some Sugar on Me. Great strip club song or brutal?
Ooh, is that a good stripper song, Pour Some Sugar on Me?
Hike it.
Thank you.
Hike it.
Thank you. Lou Williams went to the strip club for the wings.
I'm telling you, I've probably been to Atlanta 50 times, and the first thing I do every time is go straight to Magic City for the wings, and I can certainly see him doing that, and I've been very fortunate. I get the wings and the celery, and I get the carrots,
and I
take the ranch dressing, and the Chronicle's been very nice to approve my $2,000 expense.
There we go. $2,000. Gosh, that's some expensive
wings. That's nothing back in the day.
Going up.
That's nothing back in the day.
All right, you're on with John McClane. Think tank, leg hiking combo. Shoot your shot.
Guys, I think that the PGA tournament here in Houston will be the best PGA tournament within the past 5 years.
Okay. When is the PGA here?
I don't think it's official. I think they're talking about that a little bit.
Yeah. I don't know, but if it comes to Houston, yes, it'll be the best because everything in Houston is the best.
There you go.
All right, you're on with John McClane. Think tank, leg height combo. Shoot your shot.
Today's movies may not be better than the classics, but they are definitely a lot more entertaining.
Oh.
Well, I don't know what that means. I've been watching movies that I can remember since my mother took me when I was 8 years old to see Ben-Hur, and I think movies are better made. They're more realistic than they were. The special effects, of course,
are a lot
greater, but I wouldn't say the writing or the acting is any better.
I watched that last night. That's funny you mentioned that movie.
Yeah?
You said Ben-Hur.
I thought you said
Ben-Hur. My bad.
Get out of here.
My bad. Sorry about that. I digress.
Hike it, Figgy.
Hike it, Figgy.
All right, you're on with John McClane. You got the final word. Shoot your shot. Go ahead.
Okay, you don't have the final word.
All right, you got the final word with John McClane. Go ahead.
The Astros picked up Dusty Baker's option too soon.
Ooh.
No, under the circumstances, I don't think that's fair. I think it was smart to do. This team's going to have issues next year. They're probably going to lose Springer, maybe Brantley. I'd love to see them re-sign both of them. They're going to have pitching issues. We wonder if Verlander's career could be over, if Roberto Osuna will be back, because those guys, it looks like, are going to need surgery. So they got a lot of issues. So I'd bring Dusty Baker back next season. I'm glad they exercised that option.
John, thank you very much for coming on in a special time. We greatly appreciate
thank you guys
it.
That was good. That was
today.
Fun.
I appreciate it, John and Landry. You guys have a great rest of the week. Thanks, everybody called in, and stay safe.
There we go.
There we go.
John McClane, the legend. Normally at 10:40, special time. It just feels appropriate.
There it is, walk-up music.
It just feels appropriate 5 weeks away to hear him.
Can I say something about the loopholes?
You can say whatever the hell you want.
As John McClane's walk-up music plays... Shout out to the loopholes, except for Pavetex, and what do you call him?
A slime ball, a weasel.
Shout out to the loopholes for doing it the right way.
Thank you.
We were, pulling back the curtain in the break. We were talking to each other, going, man, I don't want to set up McClain.
I didn't think it was going to work.
I didn't think it was going to work. Part of me did. Part of me didn't. You know, because somebody would just, hey, McClain, do you weigh 450 or 500? You know, it's just stupid questions, you know.
Well, you just did what you told him not to do.
No, I was giving an example. But our loopholes just
proved.
We can
never have this segment again.
Our loopholes just proved why they are the absolute best. No setup, stupid, silly, contrived questions. Just legit leg hiking takes.
Just save that for us.
Yeah,
tip
I'm about
of the
to keep
cap.
That same energy.
Save
tip
that
of the
for
cap.
Us. You can come at me.
Tip of the cap to the loopholes.
Come at me. I'm a man. I'm not 40, though. NFL Hall of Famer John.
Good
McClain
job. A round of applause for the loophole.
Thank y'all very much. Appreciate you. Let's go around the NFL. The deadline to opt out is about 2 hours away. Plus, bodies are changing around the AFC, and the Texans need to make notes. Next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.